Pausing now to listen to some. Pausing to listen to some internal audio loops. Again, the operations team here on the ship communicating with everyone out on the water. It seems like currents are hindering them a little bit from unfurling and inflating the stabilization collar as well as the front porch. But again, the requirement to get the crew out within 2 hours of splashdown, plenty of time. So no concerns just yet. But as calm as the water looks, yeah, it looks like it's hindering the teams just a tad. You can see in some of our shots that side hatch still open. Again, inside, there are now 8 people inside. 4 divers, Navy divers, all with medical training, each assigned to an astronaut each. Making sure that they're comfortable, feeling good. As you've heard us say in the broadcast, you know, they expect a little bit of discomfort. Again, these astronauts just traveled back to Earth at 25,000 miles an hour, a nearly 695,000-mile journey around the moon. If you think you get carsick. Boats out there, lots of gear with them, just in case, right? As we said, the crew reported feeling great. But again, all those folks out there, in case they weren't, right? NASA is all about making sure we think about every situation that can happen. And so, of course, wanted to be ready in case any of our astronauts needed more medical attention while out there in the water. You see now teams again trying to set up the stabilization collar and front porch for the crew to get out of Orion. They need both, right? The stabilization collar will keep Orion from swaying as you see it is doing now. And then they will connect the front porch to the stabilization collar so that the crew can take 2 steps and they will be in the front porch. Not a lot of chatter on the mission audio loop. That's a good thing. Again, things fighting some currents out there on the Pacific Ocean. Again, the goal, setting up the stabilization collar and the front porch so that the crew can rest comfortably in the front porch, get placed into harnesses so that 2 helicopters can lift them off the front porch and onto the USS John Murtha here. The helicopters are going to take turns picking up an astronaut. So again, Hilo 1 and Hilo 2. Okay, and the recovery team here on the ship just got a report from the undersea medical officer who is inside the capsule with the crew. He is reporting all 4 members are green. All of our 4 astronauts, Reed, Victor, Christina, Jeremy, green, meaning they are feeling great, not the complexion of their skin. They are feeling great. happy to be home and ready to be extracted as soon as possible. Helicopters circling the activity you're seeing on the water right now. Each will take turns picking up an astronaut. So Hilo 1 will come on in, hover above the front porch, about 40 feet above the front porch. A Navy recovery specialist will be hoisted down into the front porch. We'll connect to the first astronaut, which we're expecting to be Christina. And then Hilo 2 comes around, picks up Jeremy, while Hilo 1 stays above head. And then Hilo 1 will come back in for another astronaut, and then Hilo 2 for the last astronaut, and then back to the flight deck here on the recovery ship. I was talking to Assistant Artemis Recovery Director Paul Sierpinski. He said helos are a much quicker, safer way to get on board. They did actually consider boats, but then if you think about it, longer time, the crew would have to move through more of the ship. This way the helos will give a more direct, quicker route to the medical bay for our four astronauts. Beautiful shots from our aerial and imagery teams. Clouds have dissipated for a clear view from the bow of the recovery ship here. You can still see divers in the water there. Encircling Orion, that is that stabilization collar we've been telling you about. On that interview just a few minutes ago, they have to first connect it to Orion, and then once it's secured onto Orion, they can inflate it, and then they'll further secure it with other harnesses and lines. About an hour and 10 minutes since splashdown in the Pacific Ocean here. Reed, Victor, Christina, and Jeremy back home after a history-making mission to the moon and back. Missed what we said just a couple of minutes ago. The undersea medical officer inside with the crew in Orion reporting all four crew members feeling great. Progress being made there on the stabilization collar. It looks like they are beginning to inflate it. And it looks like they're starting to unfold the front porch in order to get that into the water here shortly and inflate that as well.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.